With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. U.S. military bases across Europe are at a heightened state of alert. Officials say the elevated alert status is the highest in a decade.
There is active, reliable threats against U.S. facilities and personnel in the vicinity.
Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, tells the Salem Radio Network there are events and current events which are prone to a terrorist attack.
We know that the French are about to have the Olympics later this month, which, of course, is going to draw a lot of attention. And they, of course, in March of this year, elevated their alert status so that they could be on guard for terrorism.
NATO allies are gathering in Washington for a summit this week. Some 40 nations will be in attendance. Also at SRNNews.com, National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Jackson says millions of people in the U.S. are facing high heat.
The upper air pattern is a large high-pressure system, an upper-level high-pressure system centered over California today. There is a trough in the central part of the U.S., which is directing barrel down in the Gulf, and then there's another ridge over the eastern U.S.
A visitor to Death Valley National Park has died from heat exposure and another person hospitalized as the temperature reached 128 degrees. Officials say the two visitors were part of a group of six motorcyclists riding through the area. Amtrak service between New York and Boston has been restored after being suspended for nearly 24 hours. Amtrak blamed the problem on a malfunctioning circuit breaker that caused a power outage between Penn Station in New York and Union Station in New Haven, Connecticut. Surveys of Chinese factory managers show a mixed outlook for the world's number two economy, with steady growth but not picking up much steam. Analysts say that might reflect announcements by the European Union and United States' plans to increase their tariffs. This is SRN News. A Republican congressman introduces a pro-life bill, SRN's Michael Harrington.
Bob Good's legislation would make it a federal crime for any licensed medical professional who accepts federal funds to perform or prescribe an abortion at any point in pregnancy. The measure, called the LIFE Act, has the support of numerous pro-life organizations, but is unlikely to pass. Democrats have enough votes to stop it in the Senate, and some Republicans might join them. President Biden would also likely issue a veto. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court considers two challenges to a 175-year-old law that bans abortion. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin is challenging the statute, claiming the Wisconsin Constitution's declaration that people have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness invalidates the ban. Majority of the justices are liberal, and abortion advocates expect to win. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to SRN News. California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a budget that includes up to $12 million for reparations legislation.
The budget does not specify what programs the money would go toward. Lawmakers are not considering widespread direct payments to black Californians this year. However, the state legislature is weighing other proposals. Those include issuing a formal apology, creating an agency to administer reparations programs, and identifying families whose property was unjustly seized through eminent domain. Opponents say taxpayers should not have to pay to address policies and practices from a long time ago. John Scott reporting.
A New York man has been charged with arson after giving an 11-year-old child fireworks that set fire to two homes and a shed Independence Day. Police say a 33-year-old man told the youngster to light the fireworks outside his home. They malfunctioned and engulfed the shed in flames. The fire then spread to two nearby houses. No injuries reported. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.